and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After Friday meetings at the White House, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has joined President Trump at his vacation home in the state of Florida. Mr. Trump spoke Friday about the relationship between Washington and Tokyo.
The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer.
Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be among the topics. Mr. Trump said any trading relationship between the two countries must be free, fair, and reciprocal. Japan had been concerned about the impact President Trump's decision to withdraw from the TPP trade agreement, as well as America First strategy, would have on Asia. President Trump says he is considering a new executive order on immigration after an appellate court ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Mr. Trump told reporters a new executive order might be faster than defending the current rule in court. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visiting one of the most fortified stretches of the U.S. border with Mexico said he would take no severe measures regarding federal funding for U.S. sanctuary cities. Last month, the Trump administration, which continues its plan to build a wall between the two countries, said it would cut off federal grants for cities that shelter immigrants illegally. This is VOA News. United States has blocked the appointment of a former Palestinian prime minister to lead the United Nations political mission in Libya. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres notified the UN Security Council that he planned to name the Western-educated economist Salam Fayyad to the position. Internationally respected Fayyad is 64 years old. He served as prime minister of the Palestinian Authority from 2007 to 2013 and was the authority's finance minister. But U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley released a statement late Friday saying the United States is disappointed at the choice. Millions of Iranians took to the streets celebrating the 38th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Meantime, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, spoke with reporters about her meetings with President Trump's administration regarding the Iran nuclear deal.
I was reassured by what I heard in my meetings on the intention to stick to the full and strict implementation of the agreement in all its parts.
Mogherini said she also discussed Russia in her meetings, and they agreed that Russia should abide by the terms of the 2015 agreement negotiated by Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. U.S. lawmakers from both major political parties, as well as U.S. allies, have expressed concern President Trump will be too conciliatory toward Moscow, including granting Russia sanctions relief. Historical tensions between Turkey and Greece have erupted again over disputed territory in the Aegean Sea. This latest dispute centers on uninhabited islands, which 21 years ago brought the two countries to the brink of war. We get more now from Dorian Jones.
Turkish and Greek warships faced off in the Aegean Sea over the islets, which Turkey calls Kardak and Greece Imma. Athens accused Turkish fighter jets of violating its airspace a record 138 times in one day. Turkish political columnist Semih Idiz of Al Monitor website says both sides have experience at containing tensions over the land. Cyprus has been divided since Turkish forces invaded in 1974. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Ford Motor Company is spending $1 billion to take over a budding robotics startup to acquire more expertise needed to reach its ambitious goal of having a fully driverless vehicle on the road by the year 2021.
That's the latest world news from VOA.